Irish Life Health has today announced an average increase of 5% in its health insurance premiums. The increase will take effect from the 1st of July. The company says it's raising its prices due to, quote, very significant increases in the volume and size of claims, which it said comes on the back of a substantial increase in demand for healthcare services, particularly in private and high-tech hospitals. Let's find out more about this from health insurance expert Dermot Good, who is on the line from Loughton's Ireland. Dermot, thanks for taking our call. This, as we say, is the second increase from Irish Life Health this year. And they're saying just this because the cost of claims is increasing.
Yes, good afternoon, Brian. I suppose we were potentially expecting more increases later this year, but this one has come as somewhat of a surprise because they already had a price increase on the 1st of January of an average of 5% across pretty much all their plans. So I suppose for the second time now in 7 months, they're going to have another price increase. So for anybody who's renewing later this year, they potentially now are facing double-digit price increases from this insurer. And as we've seen in the past, once one insurance company increases their rates, we saw VHI follow suit in March and Laya Healthcare in April. So unfortunately, we can't rule out further price increases from the other insurers as well, because we have to assume that if this trend of higher claims coming through from what seems to be the private hospitals in particular, we have to assume that that same cost driver is impacting on each of the insurance companies. So unfortunately, more bad news for consumers this lunchtime.
So Irish Life really could be the first in a second wave of increases from right across the sector.
That's pretty much what we're bracing ourselves for now, because look, the average, as I say, is 5%. And by the way, people need to be very careful of this average. Some plans will be less than that. But, you know, we saw back in January and also with the other insurance companies, whilst the average might be 5%, some plans were potentially double the average in terms of the increase hitting specific plans. So this will compound that. So there is, potentially a cumulative increase of in excess of 10-12% on certain plans. But yes, we're waiting to see what the other insurance companies may do. Now, July, August, September tends to be a quiet month for health insurance renewals. Most people renew towards the end of the year. And really now we have to say to consumers that, you know, at best you might get away with 5%, but there is a real risk now that all insurance companies might move twice during the year. You know, which is like, that's been unprecedented. For the last few years, we've got away with little or no increases, but we now, it looks like we're back to, I suppose, double-digit increases right across each of the three insurers. So we're waiting to see what they might do. In other words, will they follow Irish Life Health?
Yeah, and for Irish Life customers, Dermot, what will this 10%, this cumulative 10% mean for, you know, a typical policyholder? How much more is it going to cost them?
Well, this increase now that they just announced, for most mid-range plans, this could add €160 for a family of two adults, two children, and even up as high as €220, €250 for the year for people on higher plans. But bear in mind, you know, it could be double that if the plan that they're on already went up in January by a similar amount. So there are quite significant rate increases potentially coming their way. Now, I would say to, you know, any consumers now who are worried about this, and a lot of people will be, anybody who's already renewed will not be affected by this until their next renewal date. That's number one. So it won't affect you mid-year. And there are certain plans, I saw in the press release there's certain plans that Irish Life Health have, like the health guide schemes, which might only be going up by about 2.5%, and they didn't go up in January. So some consumers, if they shop around properly, they may be able to avoid these increases and potentially stay with the same insurer. But the key thing, Brian, is they must shop around. You won't necessarily be offered those deals. So when the renewal notice lands, excuse me, you will have to engage with the insurance company to try and avoid those hikes.
And just a note, if you ask them, is that the best deal in with broadly that cover, they have to offer you the better one if it's there.
Yeah, I mean, Brian, it's really about how you engage with them. Yeah. So all consumers need to do when they get that renewal notice with that increase, they just need to phone up the insurance company and ask them, do you have a lower cost equivalent scheme and that is similar in terms of benefits, but that is cheaper? And yes, they have to give you that if they have that. And if they don't, well, then obviously then you have two other insurance companies and you really should shop around. I mean, people give out about the number of plans that are out there, 330, but that means there are plans to suit everybody's budget, you know, and everybody's, let's just say, requirements. So the key thing is not to auto-renew. And that means where you do nothing and you get hit with the price increase, and before you know it, you know, the next deduction has come out of your account.
They're the customers the insurers love, the auto-renewers. Dermot, thanks very much indeed. That's Dermot Good there from Loughton's Ireland speaking to us.